Hello, and welcome to another edition of Outside the Box, where the ideas are guaranteed to be unique and provocative, whether you agree with them or not. Today's topic is Divided We Stand, United We Fall. About 20 years ago, on one of the many days when I was disgusted with what the U.S. government was doing, I said to a friend, only half joking, "It's time that Maine seceded from the U.S. We could do better on our own." I've kept that idea in my head for many years, and the more I think about it, the better it looks. So let's take a closer look and see some of the benefits and disadvantages of going it alone. One thing to clarify, seceding and divorcing from the United States doesn't mean that Maine couldn't marry again, like becoming part of Maritime Canada, or partnering with Hawaii, or Bermuda, or Switzerland. But for now, let's just talk about Maine withdrawing from the rest of the U.S. When I researched secession, I was amazed at the amount of interest in it. The idea didn't die after the Civil War, that's for sure. I got a broad view of secession movements around the country and world just by going to www.secessionist.us. There are movements in about 20 states, including several in New England, many in the South, the West Coast, and both Alaska and Hawaii. There's even a conference on secession proposed for November, maybe in Manchester, New Hampshire, and a small group called Free Maine. Three common reactions I've gotten to secession. "Hey, you've got to be kidding." Or, "Oh, that's a great idea. We'd be freer and better off on our own." And, "But won't the U.S. government force us to stay in the Union?" It's anybody's guess how a U.S. government would respond, but there is a long history of secession in this country. It began in the 1770s when the U.S. declared independence from England. Maine separated from Massachusetts in 1820 and became a separate state. Various communities have seceded from the towns they were a part of to form new independent towns. In a few cases, a town withdrew from one county to join another. And there's been talk of a split between southern and northern Maine. One of the most active campaigns is the Second Vermont Republic. It has its own newspaper, the Vermont Commons, and uses Thomas Naylor's book, The Vermont Manifesto, and another by Frank Bryan, Out, the Vermont Secession Book, as its inspiration. Since Vermont began as an independent republic in 1777 and continued to be one until 1791, it can just as easily revert to independence again. Why would Maine want to go it alone? Here are a few goals or benefits from me and from Thomas Naylor. Political independence. Why have someone in Washington, D.C. telling us what to do? The bureaucracy would be one less layer deep if the federal government were in Augusta. Government would be on a more user-friendly and accessible scale. Direct democracy. More one-person, one-vote policies for lawmaking, and maybe more personal freedom for people to do what they want. The U.S. government is run by a few. Only the wealthy and powerful lobbyists have any influence there. At least each of our voices could be heard better if we just needed to be heard in Maine. No bad rep. We wouldn't be stuck with nasty baggage from what the U.S. government has been doing lately. No more aspirations to empire or huge militaries or loss of civil rights and liberties or dependence on an economy that could collapse at any moment. Maine could be seen the way the U.S. used to be seen, as a beacon of liberty and democracy. A manageable-sized society. We can control and limit corporate influence, treat people as individuals instead of as numbers, create environmental sustainability, promote local control, and be a place based on friendship and trust. We can be a model of a small and successful country, like Iceland, Luxembourg, or Costa Rica. Self-reliance. Maine is rich in natural and people resources. Whatever we can't produce ourselves, we can get by trading with the U.S., Canada, and other countries. Can Maine actually secede? Tom Jefferson seemed to think so when he wrote in the Declaration of Independence in 1776, quote, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and to institute new government, unquote. The U.S. Constitution doesn't forbid it, and the Tenth Amendment says that whatever isn't prohibited by the federal government is allowed to the states. So that means it should be legal. As Naylor says, political independence is a question of political will. Article 1, Section 2 of Maine's Constitution states, quote, all power is inherent in the people. They have, therefore, an unalienable and indefeasible right to institute government and to alter, reform, or totally change the same when their safety and happiness require it. Is secession too far outside the box for you? Or is it an idea whose time might have come? Would you support secession for our state? Send comments on this feature or plans for withdrawal to news@weru.org or call 469-6600. I'm Larry Danziger, and here's wishing you great success today in thinking outside the Washington, D.C. Beltway.